Blog Talk Radio.
Apparently Americans are still stuck on traditional roles when it comes to relationships. A study found that if the husband isn't working full-time, a couple is much more likely to divorce. So what does that mean?
It means that he's home and he hasn't got enough to do. You know that old phrase, I married him for better or for worse, but not for lunch? That's what that's about.
But is this another stereotype, though?
I think men have a problem when they are not the primary breadwinners. I have a lot
not
of...
all men. All my girlfriends, practically all of them, make more money than their husbands.
I have girlfriends that make more money than their husbands, and it has been just a bone of contention throughout the entire marriage.
Maybe they should be married to different people.
Yeah. For me, I will tell you, my mom gave me really great advice. When I got married, I was already a practicing attorney. My husband was a resident. He was making like $5. And I was buying things, and he was kind of complaining about it. And I had the first attitude, which was like, this is my money. And my mom said, you know, you don't use money as a weapon. You don't use money for power. And the dynamics in a relationship change. There may be a day when he makes more money. There may be a day when you're sick and he has to take care of you. You've got to build this wealth together. Don't use it as a weapon.
That's right.
And I took that advice and I kept it in mind. I think it's very important.
I think the money, the breadwinner part, is not as notable than just the gender role, because I've always tried to talk Max into being a house boo. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he's
someone that
stays in the home and
a house husband.
It's like a domesticated cabana boy. I just feel that I want the home to feel like a home as well, but I want to work and come home and just have him be there.
Husband.
Yeah, and like he doesn't. I mean, if
that's
he cooks, it'd be a plus. But
that's the exact scenario that men have had for centuries and love it.
I know.
There she is. Hi, darling, with plastic around her. What was that? The total woman wrapped in saran wrap. Yeah. Darling, here's your meatloaf. Let's have sex.
They don't think so.
They love that.
But that's over. We could love it too.
Imagine coming home and having someone like I like the balance of being out of the home and then coming back.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to clean the whole place, but I just like him to stay there.
But
like,
to your point, I think a lot of men. I do know a lot of men who don't feel like they're being a man based on society's definition if they're not.
Don't
the
marry
primary
a woman
character.
Who is working.
I wouldn't. I mean, look, I've always made more money.
Yeah.
Even when I was cocktail waitressing, I was a hard worker. So no matter what job I had, if I was a teacher, I was a hustler. So I often made more money, and it wasn't an issue because I tend to marry guys that are like, hey, you make more
money.
You've
never been married before.
No, I mean, not married. I'm sorry. I tend to date. You know what it was? I've dated guys where we've been married and everything but the paperwork. Like, you feel like you're married.
Uh-huh. So, but I've been with men where it's not an issue because we have like a partnership and an understanding. So.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, most studies. Wives now bring home the bigger salary in 37% of heterosexual married couples. 41% of mothers are the sole supporters. But when men bring in a lesser paycheck, they're more likely to cheat, do less of the housework, and they need a prescription
I think what we just said is as big a stereotype as anything we've ever talked about. Let us know. If your old man doesn't make as much money as you do, maybe he has to challenge himself more. Maybe he's doing the best he can, and that's what he does, and you love him, and y'all have a good relationship. Yeah. If he's pissed off because you're making more money, maybe it's your way of getting out.
Because that should not be what you should
not be freaking out about the amount of money. Just be glad you got a job.
Yeah. Well, just find a guy who has a good, strong ego.
They're very hard to find.
You know what I'm saying?
Very hard to find. Wow. I don't even know how to deal with that.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Yizer, Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. And we are talking about traditional roles in a relationship / marriage. You laughing.
Yes.
That was the view.
Yes. It
what
was,
you laughing
but
at?
It was funny because she was like, basically, if you make more money than your man, he going to cheat. And it was like... I was like, dang, they going in. It's like, this is the view. Don't that come on during the day when most people that's making the money at work I was just curious about that, but you know.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. She says statistics show. So if she's bringing in statistics, then you know.
I mean, what that means? She got her statistics the same place I get mine on Google.
Where?
You know, Google don't.
You have to, but you know what? Let me tell you. I mean, like birds of a feather flock together. If somebody is sitting around just thinking about, you know, I ain't working, I ain't making that much money. The devil's playground is the idle mind.
Yeah.
So I got to go find somebody that's on my equal or lesser than me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on welfare. I just don't have a job. But maybe I need to go find somebody that's on welfare because she can't judge me.
Right, but who does, like, okay, so, one, I disagree
with it. People do that for real.
I know, but I disagree. I don't think that just because a woman makes more money than a man, that means he going to cheat. Like, I don't think that to be true.
No, I don't think that he
should
cheat.
I do think that can play on a man's ego. I don't think that ever concerns a woman that her man make more money than her. But I do think that play on a man's ego. So I do think that changes the traditional roles. I mean,
what's your definition of a traditional role?
Okay, so traditional marriage would be it's little stuff like the woman takes care of the house and the man takes care of, like, you know, it's like he cut the grass, he take the garbage out, you know, little stuff like that. Like, he do the man stuff around the house, right? And she do all the woman stuff. She cook, she clean, she do dishes. To me, the traditional role is not about who makes the most money. So I kind of get hung up on the other stuff, like housework and stuff like that. To me, it's what's traditional, like, in my mind. I could be wrong, though, so, you know. I'm like your girl on there with the view. I ain't never been married, so what do I know, right?
My ideal of a traditional marriage is kind of sort of like that. I'm kind of sort of old school. You know, I'll iron my husband's clothes. You know, you just kind of, but women have that nurturing spirit anyway, so you kind of want to make sure that your husband is taken care of. You know, he go to work 8 hours. He got to take a lunch.
Right.
You cook, pack his lunch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
like, man, that's like my aunt used to wake up in the morning and cook dinner in the morning because she had to go to work. So that way when they came home,
they would have dinner.
Ready.
That's like some old school traditional stuff in my opinion. Yeah, I think that's some old school traditional things that wives do. Or used to do.
Yeah.
So what's this new age
role? These broads here crazy. I think it's these microwave women. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything they make, they throw something in the microwave or they grabbing something on the way home. Like, when was the last time you cooked a home-cooked meal? Like,
hey,
Yana, seriously.
The phones are blowing up. I have to laugh because we usually get callers to call in and, like, after we've been on the show for like 15 minutes, like,
yo,
I'm telling you,
it
seems like some people kind of sort of mad. We need to talk about this traditional role type stuff because somebody is dropping the ball on these relationships and things ain't like they used to be.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you who it is. We'll take some callers first, but I'll tell you who's dropping the ball, though.
Who's dropping the ball?
Man, easily, it's the women.
You think
the women?
No, I think
it's
equal.
The women.
Everybody's dropping the balls.
Nope.
There's no balls on
the
court right now. They all in the grass.
Nope. I think it's the women's fault that marriages ain't traditional like they used to be. These women out here, they want to be independent. I don't need no man. I saw a woman one day cutting her grass. I thought I was going to die. I said, she is out here cutting the grass.
But she may not have had a man to cut her grass. Was that same woman married? Did she have a boyfriend? Did she have a man in the house?
So she lives in my neighborhood, and I do know that she got a dude. And she's not in my neighborhood. She's in another neighborhood because, you know, we have a whole little crew. But I know this chick. I know she has a dude. And she was like, no, I was just cutting the grass.
What?
what? I was like, what? Like, where he at? I couldn't understand. I couldn't comprehend it, but that's just me.
Well, you know what? In that case, yeah, because I mean, men have dropped the ball too. The ball's just been dropped, Ayanna. They just been dropped.
I think the men dropped it because I look at it like this.
Oh my God. You think women, the men dropped it? Now you first it was the women that dropped it. Now you
I'm
think
saying,
the men dropped
no,
it?
No, because that's
y'all
what
hear
I'm
this right?
The women, hush. I'm finna explain it to you. The women dropped the ball. I think men was like, we ain't got to do it if she's doing it. Like you said yourself, sometimes you'll ask your husband to do something, and because he didn't do it right then and there, you will do it. So guess what? Next
yeah,
time he's done, he's not going to do
impatient.
It because he knows you're going to do it. Exactly. And I think these quote-unquote independent women that's always claiming they don't need a man, they doing the most. I think.
Well, you know what? What I'm going to do, I'm going to read something, and then I'm going to take a caller. Okay, it says, the history. When the immigrants mm-hmm. founded and settled in the New World, they brought their established gender roles with them. European settlers added to these original gender roles when they began farming and setting up both family units and towns. At this time, the wife was considered the caregiver, and the husband was relied on to support his family. Now, it says the woman's role. Traditionally, the wife works a part-time or full-time job until she has children. At that point, she leaves behind her job or career to stay at home and raise her kids. In most marriages, most households, responsibility falls on the woman's shoulder, including cooking and cleaning. However, many women dislike the aspect of their marriage and feel angry about taking on all the household responsibilities. Now, the men's role in a marriage and in a family, the man's traditional role is to provide for the family, earning the money by working a full-time job. Men are expected to provide the information and the guidance relating to sports, careers, and financial matters. Unfortunately, this role of implied power has given men the assumed personality trait of being aggressive and controlling as well. Let's take a caller. Caller with the last four of 8163. Take a caller. Let me.
Oh my God, you said I saw the cussing out.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's cussing who out?
I don't know.
Hello?
Oh, she was, don't know. She don't know we can hear her.
Right. Hello?
See?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, caller. Okay. How you doing?
Good evening, caller. How are you?
She said, how are you? I'm doing good. But
okay,
you're speaking traditional marriage?
Yes, ma'am. We're talking about traditional roles in a marriage. Do you think that they have fallen by the wayside?
It doesn't have anything to do with who makes the most money. Now, the husband and the wife both are working. So I call it traditional. You get up to fix your husband's breakfast. You all have breakfast together. He goes off to work. You go off to work. When you all come home, if you got kids, he does for those kids just like you do. He plays a role. There's nothing wrong with him helping with the housework. That's what I call a tradition. My husband come in. He didn't cook, but he cleaned house. He gave the kids their bath and put them to bed while I was doing other stuff, like washing his clothes, ironing his clothes. He never went to his closet without his clothes being hung up, ironed, and everything. That's what I call a traditional marriage. It's got nothing to do with who makes the most money.
The most money. I agree with her. Nothing at all.
So what do you think about the roles today? Have they fallen by the wayside? Because you know what? I had a friend that used to come over to my house, and I would be like, I'm not going anywhere until I get finished ironing my husband's clothes. And she'd be like, I've been married for X amount of years, and my husband better iron his own clothes. And I'm looking like,
That's what's wrong with everything now. the reason we don't have a tradition of marriage, the reason we have so many divorces and everything, because the woman want to be too independent, and then man want to think, I don't have to do this and I don't have to do that. If the man come in and do something and he doesn't do it good, praise him anyway. And, oh, I appreciate you doing this for me. It really helped me out.
See?
See?
I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
Me too.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But the thing is, like she said, these independent women that's out here thinking they can do everything. They want to bring home the bacon. They want to cook it. They want to clean up. They want to do this, want to do that. They want to do everything.
They
want to
put the pants on.
Yeah,
they want to pump the gas.
No role in your life. Like, you have to give him a role. Like, that's what makes it.
And they make up. They'll say, "I do what I have to do." That's what the woman will say.
I say that myself.
Mm-hmm. You don't do what you have to do. You sit down and let him know what we're gonna do this together. We're gonna be a family. This is what we do together. Those are his kids. You didn't have them kids by yourself. Let him help out business like you working a job. He's working a job. There's nothing wrong with him come down. That remote would be tore up if it was me, and he'd come in and sit down and go watch TV while I'm working. And Renita, this is your aunt, and you know what I did when I was married.
Well, all right.
You know what kind of husband I had. We did things together.
And I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly how it's supposed to be. Like, whoever makes the most money, it shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? As long as y'all are taking care of the household together and doing things together and sharing the responsibilities together, it shouldn't be, this
is
what you do and this is what I do. But I still don't want to cut grass, so I'll pump my gas.
And he sang.
You did what?
He didn't told you.
Together.
Oh, yes.
Look, Auntie didn't tell you.
I didn't even let him sign his checks. He brought them home and gave them to me.
Oh, see, that's old school for real.
Ain't
that's
it?
Old school for real.
That is old school for real.
Because he knew I wasn't going to throw no money away.
Exactly.
Bills came first.
That's old school for real. These folks ain't wanting to give no money to their baby mamas or baby daddy, let alone going home and give. Yeah, that's old school for real. I ain't mad at Auntie.
I don't blame them because the baby's mama ain't doing nothing but taking it out there, giving it to some other man, most of them.
Woo!
Look, Auntie done told you. Okay.
The truth told it like it was.
Yeah.
She done told you old school traditional marriage. She done told you what it is. Don't nobody do that no more. They ain't doing that.
No, that's not happening no more.
That's what the problem is.
They don't do that no more. Well, thank you, Auntie, for calling in and giving us your perspective on the traditional role in a marriage. We greatly appreciate it. I'm going to put you back in queue so you can continue to listen, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Let's pay some bills, Ayanna, before we talk about continue on with this conversation.
Let's do it, yo.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
All right, Ayanna, we're going to take another caller because we got a few. So let's take another caller and get their take on this subject. Caller with the last 4-6-3-5-4.
Hello.
Good evening, caller. How are you?
I'm finding you. I'm just listening tonight. I'm sorry.
You just listening? Okay. I'll put you back in. Well, okay, Ayana.
Yes, ma'am. Auntie Lashnell, she said he would bring home the check and give it
and
to
sign
her.
Sign it over.
Because, and sign it over because he knew, he trusted and knew
and
that she was going to take care of everything.
Take care of the bills. Take care of the household.
Yes. Yeah, how many?
Now, how many
I would
men
like
do
to
you
know,
think today is going to bring her? First off, they ain't getting no real check. It's going direct deposit. On a card.
Well, okay, real
talk.
We know it's not like that no more.
Today.
Right? But. Today.
Right. How many men are actually going to say, okay, so let's have this, our account together. And you take whatever you need, just leave me money for gas.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't.
Did you just do the lip thing?
I did because I was genuinely trying to think. Right. Like I'm like, because I know. Okay. So I do know. I won't say that I don't know no folks that do that because I do know a lot of folks that they say in their marriage they have a household account, and all the money pretty much goes to the household account, and that handles the bills, and then they had a personal account on the side, so that's the money that they have, so they don't have a money argument, right? So I think in today's financial world with direct deposits and transfers happening immediately and rerouting the money, that to me probably happens a little bit more frequently than you would think, but I just don't think the traditional roles have changed primarily because you got like everybody in the house working now.
No,
so,
true.
You know, it's not like I grew up, like honestly, my mom didn't work when I was coming up. So like her going in and cleaning up my room, it was okay. So I was spoiled, was expected because like, what you doing all day? You know,
what?
Like my daddy was working. I'm just saying, cause she was there all day. So traditional in our household was my mom didn't work, my dad took care of everything, and she was at home. So she cleaned and she cooked and she ironed the clothes and washed the clothes and she did all of that. But now you have women that's working. So what I said, you can't do all of it. So you got to figure out what y'all gonna do together.
You got to figure out that happy place that's gonna keep your home comfortable. What you can deal with, what he can't deal with, and y'all just come to a median. Okay, this is our fixed roles. So I know I'm going to iron your clothes. That's not going to change. And I know I'm going to make you breakfast and pack your lunch. That's not going to change.
I'm going to let you have an ironing thing because I really don't iron my own clothes.
Oh, my
so
God. Let's pack a collar.
I don't.
Collar with the last four. I'm not doing this with you tonight. Collar with the last four digits of 444. I'm not playing with you tonight, Ayana.
That's what the
good evening, caller.
We're
talking about traditional roles in a marriage. What is your
Hello,
take?
Hello, ladies.
Hello, how are you?
It is me again.
It is
Ayana, I am so with you because I am that friend she is talking about that came to her house like, I ain't ironing nobody's clothes. Hell, I'm
ironing. What's taking you so long? Like, how many wrinkles does that man have in his pants? Like, why are you doing all? Like, she gave me the third degree.
You just throw him in the dryer for 20 minutes. You just throw him in the dryer for 15 minutes.
No, I'm
going to
iron
them. How about me ironing his own pants? Okay, so let me just say this. I don't mind.
I just can't believe this.
I'm rebellious. So I come from a single parent household. So, you know, some of those traditional things are taught behaviors. Like my mom worked three jobs, you know, to make sure she had her own house, her own car. She didn't depend on a man, you know, child support, nothing. So that's, I had that example, and then I also had the example of my grandparents, you know, who stayed married until my grandfather passed. My grandmother worked when my grandfather was away in the military, but she didn't have to work. They raised eight kids, the grandchildren. You know, and like your aunt said, my grandfather came home, brought my grandmother the check, and made sure everything was paid. So
they did that, so too.
He only had his Coke 45 money. You know, when he was going to get his
See, not the Coke 45.
That's what he had. But other than groceries, all that stuff, you know, they cooked together. They did everything. I came from a tight-knit family, but my mom was also that single mother. So I grew up with that strong, dominant mom who say, be independent, you know, but you see your grandmother over here, and I had aunts and uncles that were married, and, you know, but you see your grandmother over here, so it was a balance for me, but still that independence comes out. So I was married for 20 years, and I'm going to share a story. Like, my ex-mother-in-law, when I came down to the South, and, you know, I think Southern women, not all, but some, are very traditional. They are very traditional. I come from California, kind of laid back. It really ain't that traditional. But
everybody
when I came here, you know.
Right. Everybody for themselves. Huh?
Everybody clothes wrinkled, but whoever ironed, your clothes ain't wrinkled.
Oh, right. Lord. Y'all so petty.
Look, but when I went down to his mom's house, she in a little rural area, we got out of bed. Well, I got out of the bed first, and she already had breakfast cooked. Now, she's not married, mind you. She's been divorced twice. So I get out of bed first. My kids get up. Everybody eat breakfast, take the shower, get dressed. Now, my ex-husband, he gets out of bed. She looks at me talking about, are you going to make up the bed? I looked at her.
Don't tell me you didn't make up the bed.
I don't have a problem with making up the bed when I get up. My bed is made every day.
However,
he got out that bed last, so he going to need to make up that bed. Now, he got military
training.
I'm going to
hang up on you.
No, you're not.
So, I can't take it.
And I looked at her because you ain't ready for me. What you mean? Am I going to make up the bed? He just got out the bed. He can make up the bed. What's wrong with him?
Oh, no.
He make up the bed
at
home. He can make up the bed at his mama's house. That's just my fault. And that's what I expressed. And she was like, I don't know what's wrong with you young women today. I used to cook, clean, iron, da-da-da-da. I said, and where's your man now? He done quit you and married the woman who don't do all that. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Sometimes
it's
a battle.
No.
I'm going to finish this show on the floor because I just done slid. My poor studio finna crash.
I'm just saying for me. I tell him up front what I'm not going to do.
I got 15 more callers. I'm going to put you back in. Thank you so much for calling tonight.
Y'all know I love you, but anyway.
We love you too. Lord have mercy.
Oh, wrinkle self. Go on with your wrinkle clothes.
Yeah, because I'm not, and then I need you to come back in here and make this bed up. But I'm real anal about that, too. I don't care if my husband's getting up to use the bathroom. If he's out of this bed longer than 5 minutes, it's made up. I have a real bad OCD problem when it comes to
climbing back off this, I'm going to go upstairs and make my bed up, and then I'm going to get in it.
Oh,
but
my God.
You didn't make it up this morning?
Jesus. I'm about to take another caller. I'm not playing with you tonight. Caller with the last four of 9148.
Hello, caller.
Hello. We're talking about roles in a traditional marriage.
I don't know what
these callers and Ayana have been on tonight, but when I tell you, I hope you have some words to say to these ladies.
Miss Rita, you've been on me a long time, but what I will say is I'm in my third marriage. But what I will say is I grew up in a family where single grandmother, single mom, but I learned about traditional marriages by going to church. In my house, both my husband and I work. But he does his role, I do my role. Even though I work full-time and go to school full-time, even though I could come in, I still do the cooking, still do the cleaning. Still take care of my stepdaughter, and I take care of my man. He's self-employed, so when he gets paid from his job, all the money comes to the wife. Only thing he says just leave me $100 for my personal use. I don't question what he do with it. He don't question me what I do with my money. There's two separate accounts. I have my personal account, and we got a joint account. I always taught, keep that nest money, because sometimes you might have to fly the coop, and I got a nest money.
You know what?
But nowadays, he ain't flew the coop yet, and I ain't flew the coop either. There you go. But what y'all happy with it though. That's what's up.
But what I will say is you have these new age marriages where the women don't want to cook, don't want to clean, don't want to do nothing.
Nothing.
For example, I love my daughter. She never grew up not cooking, not cleaning, but her husband told her, "Bae, if I work, you stay home, take care of the kids." One thing for sure, two things I know. That man got to come home and cook him a hot meal, and you've been home all day, baby. You're getting ready to lose your mind, like
no.
I told her.
No.
Like I told her.
That's not
that. I'm going to call out on that. She wrong for that. She wrong.
But like I told my husband,
wrong.
If I got to come home at 10 o'clock at night and cook you a meal, you're going to get
gonna
a hot
eat.
Meal.
Yeah.
But like my husband tell me, you might get home later than me, but when you come in, you're going to have a hot meal. And my husband will, I could go home right now, because I'm at work still, by the way, y'all. I'm going to go home, I'm going to have that hot meal, my bath water in, and my pajamas out. But
see,
when
that's
the
what
weekend
I'm talking
comes,
about.
But when the weekend comes, it's all about my husband.
And
by the way, I do carry his last name. Not no hyphenated, but I carry his last
name. That's another thing. Yes.
No, that was
like,
we was
going to
bring
could,
that up. I'm glad you brought
that
up.
Thank you.
Because
yes,
we finna get to that,
thing.
Too.
Yes.
We finna get to
women
that,
is
too.
Killing me. Thank you, caller, for bringing that up. We appreciate
thank
you
for so
your knowledge.
Much. Thank you so much for calling in. And giving us your take on the subject.
She wrong.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have your daughter call in and be on one of these shows. But I'm gonna put you back in queue. I hope you continue to listen.
I will. Love you, Queen.
Love you too.
Man,
that right there
drives me crazy.
That's
it's
the old
so
school
mean.
Traditional
yes.
mixed with the new school flavor. I love it.
Because think about it, like she said, that last name thing, like, I find it to be hilarious to me. Because, like, I had posted it up, and I seen a post on Facebook, and they was talking about it. And one girl was like, well, I ain't really, I ain't want to change my last name. What if it don't work? I'm
right.
Just gonna change it back. Like, I don't understand the complexity of that. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And this hyphenated thing, like,
hey.
You're married to this man, and this is who you want to be with. So take
hey.
His name. Like, that's what you're supposed
hey.
To do, right?
My last name, okay, let's talk about this hyphenated thing, because my last name is hyphenated. However, before I even thought about getting married when I was a kid, my father wrote me a letter, and he said, if I ever get married, do not drop his last name. That was a request from my dad. When I got married before, I dropped his last name. And I regretted it. And that, not the marriage.
I'm not doing this again.
Because it produced my babies. I love him. I love my baby. So I don't regret the marriage. But I regret dropping my last name. Now, for this show purposes, I don't use my hyphenated name. I do use my married name. But And if I would have known.
Why did you regret it, though?
Because I had to go through so much trouble to get it back. And
okay.
I was like, if
so
I would have just kept it, I would have to just drop off the last name. But that's not why I kept it this time. I just figured that because he asked me to and I didn't do it the first time, that I would, if you know, when I got married again, I would not drop my last name. That I would keep my last name. But
honestly,
listen. What I learned last week was if you keep your last name, your maiden name, and you don't add the hyphen, say, for instance, I would have just did Renita Moore Graves with no hyphen, then Graves would have technically been my last name. It wouldn't be Moore Graves. It would really be just Graves, but I would still have Moore in there. Yeah, I didn't know that. Had I known that, I wouldn't have even added the hyphen.
Learned a little bit
by Renita Graves, but still had my dad's name there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, there.
I mean,
there's
to me, I look at it as, yeah, but I look at it as this, though. Like, I get what you're saying. And I understand the whole, all your identification and the forms you got to fill out. And right now, it's just a lot. I get that. But
it's for the, like, to me, I'm really talking about the women that get married and don't even really want to be, want their last name to be referenced without the other name. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay if somebody calls you Mrs. Graves. Like, that's not going to drive you, like, no, it's
insane.
Mrs. Moore,
no,
Graves.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's for them, like, that guy. I'm like, yo, calm down. You got to change your last name. Like, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
what
it's
the big...
It's fine.
But some women are completely against it, and they don't even, like, you had a legitimate reason, and I got that. But some women just be like, I just don't want to take his last name. You be like, but why are you married him? But why do I have to take his last name? Like, what's the point of me taking his last name? Like, well, what was
no.
the point of you getting married? Why don't y'all just keep living together? Like, why do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you going to question that, you got to question everything. Like, that doesn't, I don't know. I think it's crazy.
Me either.
Just for me
but,
to
you
get
know,
through the airport easier, I would change my last name. I'm not going to
Oh, my God,
you.
You're crazy. I don't even understand why we do this hey. Every week on this show. I don't know.
I'm just saying, man. I don't see nothing wrong with hyphenating it. I get it. I see a lot of women do it on Facebook. My name is still the same since y'all been knowing me for every day, so I'm not judging. But I just do want to know what happened to women just not taking their husband's last name. Like, who was the first woman to hyphenate? Like, I want to meet her and ask her what was the reason behind that.
Google.
I'd be curious.
Let's take a call. Caller with the last four of 0087. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Good.
We're talking
How are
about
y'all?
Roles in a marriage.
I would only be able to speak from a single woman's perspective, and from that, my issue is not with lady. Well, it's with both the men out here.
Okay.
They want you to treat them like a husband, while they treat you like a girlfriend. They want you to cook and clean and iron their clothes and do all of this. That things that should be reserved for your husband. And then when you don't do it, or when you're reluctant to give them those type of benefits, they're like, see, all these women out here, don't know nobody how to cook, don't know nobody how to clean. Yeah, I do, but I do that for the person that's going to change my last name, not for the dude that just is taking me out
you.
On Friday. So,
hey.
Listen. You can't be out here asking for wife duties and making me your girlfriend. First of all, I'm too old to be under the title of a girlfriend anyway, just to be honest.
For too long.
For too
I do
long.
It for a minute.
Yes, like, yeah, but I'm like, we're not like 16. We're not going steady. Like, let's just be real about it. We're not. We grown people. But
right.
I agree with the caller 100%. I'm not going to be giving you wife duties. And
I'm carrying the role, the title of just a girlfriend.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
and then there
you
are some. But there are some girls that are so, I don't want to say desperate, but that are so eager that they are giving these dudes all these benefits, and then they wonder 10 years down the road why they're, you know,
why
not where they want to be.
Yeah. Girlfriend. Because why buy the
and
milk when I'm getting the cow for free? And,
well,
yeah,
and then
saying,
it makes
I,
the people
I
that
saying.
Do have, I just
so
feel like it makes the people that do have standards look
mm-hmm.
bad.
I 1,000% agree. I've been saying that the whole time. It's the women out here making us good girls look bad, wholeheartedly. Because
yep.
there's some of these girls that they will do all of the wife duty, all of them as the girlfriend. And as soon as you put a ring on it and change her last name, the first thing he say is, I don't know what happened. She changed. She was playing the role that you wanted her to play to get what she wanted
to
get.
Hey. Not me. I was the girlfriend doing all the stuff. I'm the wife still doing. I don't know. It's just habit for me. I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's just something
I'll
that fell into place
bit,
for me.
I'll give you a little bit to show you that I have those qualities. But, yeah, you're not going to come to my house and be a home cook meal all the time. Like, because, one, it's my house, not our house. That's probably our house. You can come and get a hot
yep.
meal all the time. My house, you need to come in the house with something. Like, you was out, you came in last, you ain't bringing
Oh, my God, I'm falling out. I'm falling out. Like, come to my house and eat, but bring the dinner.
Like,
callers, listeners.
I
don't know what to say about my co-host tonight. You know how we go back and forth on these topics. Lord.
I tell you, it's the women, though. I'm always telling you it's the women. I think women.
You are.
I mean,
are you a man up under that skin? What the hell?
No, it's just that women need to understand that we have to teach men how to treat us. And if you allow him to treat you any kind of way, that's what he's going to do. But they are creatures of habit. So when they come across one girl that does everything and he don't even have to claim her, when he come across the next one, he's going to be thinking the same thing's going to happen. Does not have no role. That's all I think.
Caller.
Don't hate me.
I have people texting my phone saying that you are preaching. So I'm going to go ahead and thank you for calling in tonight with everything that you said, because, like I said, we have listeners listening from all over the United States. We have callers calling in from all over the United States. And when we talk about topics like this and somebody gets on the phone and says things that other people want to say, but they're just listening because they don't want to say anything. So you are being their voice, apparently, because I got about 6 text messages about your comment. I just want to throw that out there.
I speak for the
people. Thank you for calling, Colin.
Yes, you did. Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you back
welcome.
In queue, and I hope you continue to listen.
Will do.
Ayana.
Yes.
You better not have no man
come to
your house and bring the food, too. Let's pay some bills.
No, listen. Pay some bills, and then I'll explain it to you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera and monitoring system that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
Traditional roles in the marriage, or traditional roles in a relationship.
Comment.
Go ahead and explain, because we got some more. I got a caller that I have to bring back on because they were oohing about this last name thing we talked about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So go ahead and explain.
So here's my thing. Because
this
I'm not trying to give you wife, because I'm not trying to give you wife when I'm girlfriend, I do expect you to do certain things. So, yeah, I will cook for you. I don't have a problem with that. But every time you're coming over, I'm not going to cook. I'm going to expect you to bring some food here, like if we're finna have dinner or something. Like, I shouldn't have to cook all the time. I'm just your girl. I'm not your wife. So I'm not trying to give you, as the caller said, I'm not giving you wife behavior as your girlfriend. It's just as simple as that. So I'm not saying you got to bring nothing here, but I'm just saying I can't do wife stuff for you. And I'm not your wife. Like, I can't do that. I ain't cut that way. Sorry.
That's going to end up being another topic on this
show.
Let me pull this caller back in. Hold on. 4446.
Hey.
Good evening, caller. You got something to say about these here hyphenated names?
Yeah,
I better watch it because my last name is hyphenated. So what?
Mine was, too, when I was married. But, Ayana, I do agree with you. But we got to understand, I hyphenated my name because of reasons, because I had a child out before I got married. And so when I was getting my child support checks, my last name was my maiden name. So I didn't want to mess that up. Just, you know,
got it.
Kept it going. However, when out in, like, at my job and all that, I took on his last name. Just legally on paper, I still had my hyphenated. But what I wanted to explain about when you say tradition, traditional in the last names, when you take on your maiden name is your father's. It's supposed to be your father's. Your father is covering you until you get married. Now, when you get married, you take on your husband's last name because he is now covering you if he is doing it traditionally. That is why we are supposed to carry our husband's name, because we are under his covering. If we're going by the word, what's in the Bible and the word of God, that he is our covering. Now, even though, you know, we talk about divorce,
When I divorced, I took my last name back because guess what? Even though my father's not here, I'm no longer under my ex-husband's covering. I'm under my dad's covering again.
But you changed
so
it back.
That's why I took it back. But and it wasn't that hard because when you filling out your paperwork, they ask, do you want to get your last name? Once that divorce decree comes out, you just take it to Social Security. It's a done deal. It is not that hard anymore.
Man, these women on Facebook was acting like you had to give, like you had to donate blood.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, you only have to do that if you only have to do that if you don't ask for it during the divorce. You know,
right.
Like Tina said, she earned her name. I earned my name.
I'm keeping my name.
Well, he said, my name's blood on that name, but guess what my name is, too. You know what I'm saying?
If I get divorced, knock on wood, I'm going to keep my last name. I'm building a brand with Renita Graves, and I'm going to be Renita Graves. And sorry.
And
that's
what
like
you have to do. But you do what you have. But I'm just saying, when we follow tradition, if people want to know why you don't, you know, how I look, you know, you even have it nowadays. This is how crazy this world is, where men are taking their wives' last name. Who the hell
I ain't
does?
Never heard of that.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Look, man, I'm not covering you.
Listen,
you're supposed to be my protector. How I look being a ninja wife? I ain't covering
but
you. I ain't here to protect you. You're supposed to protect me.
Women are proposing to men now, though. Women are proposing to men.
Yeah,
women
proposing
to men.
That is crazy.
Now, I do know somebody. I have a cousin that she said she dated her man for 3 years, and she proposed to him, and they've been married for 19 years. Now, when she told me that, my jaw hit the floor. But it has
my butt just hit the floor.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest. I love my cousin to death. I do. But I don't believe that women should propose to men. I did a whole goofy video on Facebook. Y'all know I get a little silly. Because I was like, if I propose to you, do that mean, like, I'm going to be standing up there and somebody going to walk you down the aisle?
I'm
like,
hanging
up.
Am I standing behind you holding you?
Right. Like, is it me and my best man up there and we waiting on you? Like,
I can't take it. I can't take it. Caller, I'm putting you back in queue. And Yana, me and you got a whole discussion after this show. I mean, Jesus. Caller with the last four digits of 6218. I'm not doing this with you, Ayana. I'm taking a caller. Good evening, caller. How are you? We are really talking about the traditional roles in a marriage on this show tonight. Please tell me that you got something to say. What is your take on these traditional roles? Do they still exist?
Good evening, ladies. This is a great show. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, we got a man,
hey.
Ayana. Uh-oh, this is going
to
be juicy.
Yes, here we go. Bring it to us. Traditional man.
Yeah, so a lot of my thought on it is, one, I do think there should be traditional roles in a marriage. I think there's high value in men doing what we're built to do and women doing what they're built to do. Talking about the last name situation, I can tell you I'm not married, never been married. If I do decide to make that move, it's going to be non-optional for her to take my name. If she's not willing to take my name, not willing to fully integrate into what we're going to be creating. And I think the previous caller had mentioned, you know, that the husband is covering her, and I believe that that is the case. You know, if I have traditional roles in my relationship, that at the end of the day, the buck stops with me. She's more than welcome to make all the contributions, have all the personal and economic growth that she wants to have, and I'll be there to support that. But at the end of the day, if all things break down, I'm the person that has to resolve. And with that comes
that's what's up. I like that. I like it.
Now, let me ask you this, caller. Would you mind if she hyphenated?
That's still kind of hanging on to the old. and not fully integrate.
You say you got to integrate into the system. You can't be half in and half out. You got to be in or out.
Or out. It can't be both.
Right, because the thing is that I think some women hyphenate, to his point, you want to hold on to what your last name was. You want to hold on to that particular life or whatever. And what I hear him saying is we've got to build a whole new
life together,
empire here together. So it doesn't make sense for you to hold on to that because we're going to move forward as us as one. And we can't be one if you're still trying to be half of what you used to be. I agree with you.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
It wasn't a conversation.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't a conversation that me and my husband had. It was just kind of understood before we even said I do because, you know, I talked to him about, you know, this is something that my dad had requested. Now, I go by Renita Graves, but Moore is still part of that. But I think if it was something that he would have come to me and said, you know what, it would really bother me if you didn't drop, if you didn't drop your Moore, your maiden name, and just take my name on fully, this would bother me. I think, you know, at the end of the day, then I would have respected his wishes. But he just wasn't that, that wasn't a big concern. But I do understand what you're saying, caller. It makes perfect sense. Coming from a man's perspective.
And that's a man's perspective because as women, you know, no women, we have our opinions. But, and I mean, I laugh and joke about it. I think it would be hard for me to let go of my last name only because I do know, like, my dad became a Muslim and this is the name that he picked. However, I agree with him is I would have to look at it as I'm moving forward because he gave me my first name, too, so I still had that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and keep it moving. But, yeah, I agree with the caller.
So let me ask you something, caller, because it's not rare. We do have men calling in more than none. Like it, and it always shocks us because 90% of our callers are women. So let me ask you this while we have you on the phone. When it comes to wages and financials, would you feel some type of way? Look, I'm asking because that was a hot topic. In our first 20 minutes, every caller I picked up talked about you know, wife making
money
more
thing.
Money than the husband. That it was a money thing. So, you know, back
would
in the day.
Would that affect your ego? Would that affect your ego if your woman was making more money than you?
I've had this conversation elsewhere a few times, and my thought process on it is I'm the man of the house no matter what, period, end of story.
Well, it doesn't matter how much if you made $50 an hour or $5 an hour. At the end of the day, you are the man, and that's just it.
Sorry. I mean, no, it doesn't matter, you know. I do okay, you know, so it's not very common that I meet anybody that does, you know, financially makes more than me. But that, you know, to me, that's it should be a non-issue.
I agree.
And I did want to say one thing, you know, because I know you guys are running short on time, but I did want to say something out loud, is, you know, men in general, period, all men, need to be doing a better job of being men, period. I think that too much of these types of conversations or activities that are going on in relationships that kind of have these blurred lines are because men aren't standing in the position where they need to be standing.
But is it because women are not allowing them to? Because I think, and if you've been listening, that's what my point has been, is that women have become so independent that they're not even letting a man be a man. Like, women are not even allowing it. Like, I don't understand it. So
I don't think that a man is allowed to be a man. I don't think a woman can stop a man from doing
stop
what
that.
He needs. Supposed to do, if you get what I'm saying, is that she could be as independent as she wants to be, and much like women have a reasonable amount of conversation about, you know, knowing your worth and you know, that's a conversation in the female sphere. I think men need to have those same conversations. You know, if I'm, you know, I'm a provider and I I'm doing what I can to grow my wisdom and to be the leader of the family. I don't have to accept someone that's not respecting that. I don't have to deal with her.
I totally agree.
I get it.
Somebody just text my phone and say that they love you, caller.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here wondering, like, what is he talking about? He's still single. Like, I don't understand it. Like, where are you at? Where are you from? I don't understand why we haven't met. This is confusing me. Like, I'm trying to understand.
You have to excuse
I'm trying
my co-host. I do want to thank you, though, for calling in and sharing your experience, your take, and everything on this topic tonight. We really appreciate it. Love it when we get a man's point of view. Absolutely
yes,
love it.
Yes.
So I'm going to put you back in queue right now.
You guys
have
a great show.
I hope you continue to listen. Thank you. See, we get the men that call in, and they give us the real. They give us the
like
real.
He said, he made a point. He corrected me. It's not really women, because if a man know how to be a man and he want to be a man, a woman's not going to stop him from doing that.
Can't stop him.
Check. Right. But he also said that last name thing, that's not an option. You got to let that go.
Hey, that's what he said. But
you
know
gotta
what?
Let it go.
That's what you do. When you say women don't allow men to do, if it's a manly man, a real man,
yes.
A man gonna put you in your place and have you like,
and you're not gonna feel
okay.
Like he controlling. You're not gonna feel like he, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna be like, I guess he told me. Excuse me.
Right, and I'm gonna go
let
up here
get,
and sit
let me
my
get my
ass
life.
Down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna be like,
yeah,
let me,
okay.
Let me get out of his way and let him do what he wants to do.
I'm gonna let him do what he do. Okay, you're gonna do a whole U-turn. You're going this way, but he's gonna stop you and you're gonna do a whole U-turn and go sit yourself down somewhere.
I guess we both think, because that's what I feel like. Some women have become so dominant and not wanting to let men do things. But to your point, you're right. If it's one of them men, you can't dominate this dude. Like, you can't do it. Like the caller we had one time, he said, an alpha man. A woman can't dominate an alpha man.
An alpha man.
It can't help.
So these men, like the caller said, these men have to start back being real men. Don't let nobody walk over you, because if they do it once, they're going to continue to do it, and you're going to be feeling some type of way. So, yes, tonight we talked about.
But I need women to know that it's okay to be submissive to your man. But to your point, you got to be a man that's giving me something worth submitting to.
There you go. Whoop, whoop. Okay, so everybody who's listening online and everybody who's listening on the phone and the callers that I weren't able to get to, I'm going to apologize to you now because we're running out of time. I do want to let you all know, next week's topic we will be talking about if your childhood experiences define your love life today. Did something in your childhood happen and it has you feeling some type of way and it's interfering with the fact that you can't love the person like they need to be loved because you're blocking that because something happened to you in your childhood. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about that next week.
And
thank you all
know,
for calling in.
We're
going to
finish
what,
up this topic. We're going to finish up this topic. We're going to give you a good 5 or 10 minutes on Facebook Live. So follow either one of us on Facebook. Get on Facebook. If you didn't get a chance to comment on the phone, get on Facebook. We'll talk about it in about a minute. Give us about 5 minutes. We'll be on Facebook.
In about 5 minutes. Good night, everybody.
About
I want to thank
minutes.
You all for calling in. I want to thank you all for listening in. We will be back with you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.